This is The Travel Show with Mark Lloyd.
Affordable adventure, taking a break without breaking the bank.
On Dubai I-103.8.
Yeah, welcome back in with Mark and Steph at the helm of The Travel Show today. We're going to get our stethoscope out and and kind of find out a lot more. Even the doctor thought that was good. That was a good one, wasn't it? We have Dr. Abdul Rahman Mohammed, who's the physician and medical director at MediClinic Wellcare Hospital. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. Now, we will get the stethoscopes out as we are talking today, hepatitis A and B. You're going to keep us nice and safe on our travels and tell us, you know, how we can protect ourselves from, you know, possibly picking up something that's rather nasty. First of all, what exactly is this disease, doctor? Just kind of in a nutshell, what is it?
Well, first of all, it's a virus like any other viruses. It's called hepatitis.
Yep.
Because it affects the liver.
Okay.
And I think hepat is a name for the liver in Latin.
Now we've learned something there. Hepat.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I Google it to make sure he's right?
Yeah, I'm sure he is right. Now there's two different sizes, A and B. What's the difference between the A's and the B's on
the
this?
A and the B. First of all, the A is, both of them for the same genes and everything. But A normally you get it by food.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
just,
really?
Yeah, yeah. You just like any other, like typhoid and cholera and stuff like that.
So it's contaminated food.
Yes, contaminated food. So that one is easy to protect yourself. You just make sure that
you're
stay away from these things. You don't take food, that's it.
Right.
And you wash your hands and stuff like this, just like normal hygiene.
Right. But if someone, if you're on holiday and someone didn't wash their hands and prepared food for you in a restaurant, can you get it that way?
Of course.
So really, it's quite difficult to protect yourself.
It's just like any other disease, which can be transmitted through food.
So even cooking it will not get rid of it? I mean, is it more dangerous with cooked food or is it more dangerous with raw food?
I think always raw food is more dangerous than cooked food because most, if not all viruses and bacteria, you can kill them by just giving them high temperature.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
like cooking them.
It is sort of safer to say then that if you're traveling, you should eat cooked food rather than sticking to salads and.
Yeah, I think so, but yeah. I'm afraid most people who go there, they would like to go around and just eat food.
Yeah, and street food. Yeah, that's what we love. Yeah. Now that's the A one, right? Mm-hmm. What about the B version?
The B one does not get you through food. That's for sure.
Right.
It gets through blood. Most probably, or body fluids, you call it. And it is a problem for people who are, say, drug users, who inject mm-hmm. themselves, who share needles and stuff like that.
Okay.
And through sexual contact as well.
Okay. So two very kind of different versions of it, really, aren't they?
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Which one do most people contract then? Like, which one is a bigger problem at the minute?
Well, most people contract hepatitis A.
Okay, so that's...
But right. B is a bigger problem because hepatitis A just comes and goes. You don't even need to treat it.
Oh, really? You don't need to treat it?
Not at all.
So what would the symptoms be? How would you know you'd got hepatitis A?
It's symptoms like any viral illness. You get like nausea, low appetite, tiredness, fever, some abdominal pain. General symptoms. But you get jaundice as well because it affects the liver. So your liver enzymes and liver functions go up a little bit.
Mm.
And you say it just goes away on its own, but will it affect your liver for the future?
No.
Huh.
It's out.
So why do we care? That has to be the next
care
question.
Because if you go on holiday, then if you have a flu, it just ruins your plans, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it sounds so serious, doesn't it, the name?
It sounds super serious, you know, is it treatable? I mean, can we easily get rid of it, or is it better to prevention?
It's because like any virus, I mean, if you have a flu, you don't actually treat the virus. You just treat the symptoms. You take Panadol, you rest, you take fluids and stuff like this.
Yeah.
But cover it up until it's gone.
But you can have a vaccine. You can actually prevent it by being immune all the time.
Right, okay. And how do you do that? So if you're going, I mean, where would you be going that you're likely to catch hepatitis A anyway? Are there certain countries?
Hepatitis A, you can catch them anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. But some places are, we call, endemic areas.
Yeah.
Where hepatitis A is there. Because what it does, actually, after you get infected, you pass it in the stools. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So if if somebody is infected, go to the toilet, does not wash properly or stuff like this, and he come and even prepare food or whatever it is, then obviously it just goes there and you get it.
Okay, so having a vaccination is well worth doing before you go on holiday anywhere for hepatitis A.
Definitely. And if you got vaccination actually will carry you for about 7 years.
Oh, wow. That's quite good, isn't it?
So you
it
get is. A booster every 7 years. So.
Right. We've just had a text in, by the way. High par, yeah, is Greek for liver. So, yeah, you were bang on, doctor.
Yeah. Bang on. Spot on. Well done.
You get a blue piece of badge for that.
You said you're not going to Google it.
Now, somebody sent that along, so well done there. What end result can it have on a person? I mean, can it, you know, damage your liver permanently? What are kind of the long-lasting problems that you might face?
I think hepatitis A doesn't. And most hepatitis A infections are really like mild ones, as in like any virus. But hepatitis B can damage your liver. And, of course, we're not talking about hepatitis C, but hepatitis C is the one which really damages your liver.
See, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
That I could have had it and it could have gone and I wouldn't even know. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. But if you do a blood test,
yeah,
then we know that you had it before because you have antibodies there.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so you can't tell.
Exactly. So before you get vaccination,
yeah,
you do the test to see if you're immune or not.
Okay.
For hepatitis A and B.
Because if you've had it before, does that make you immune?
Yes.
Wow,
if you
so
had it, then it makes you immune for life.
Okay.
But if you get vaccination, you get immune for, you'd be immune for 7 to 10 years.
Right.
Okay,
and is it a course of vaccinations or is it just the one shot?
It's a course.
Right, so we've got to come a few times. And is it one of those painful ones? Is it kind of a little bit nasty?
Yeah, I myself don't like injections, but they're not painful.
You
just
You're
like
a doctor, you should
know,
love them.
It is the fear of it. It's just the phobia of it. It's not really the injection. But you have one.
Yeah.
And then you have one after 1 week, I think, and one after 1 month or something like that. Three of them.
Right.
And then you should do your test 3 months afterwards to make sure that you're immune. Mm. Because sometimes it doesn't work. So
yeah.
If it doesn't work...
You can't go and have them again.
Got it.
If it doesn't work, you have to be careful because you are more likely to get the disease.
Because you think that you're protected against it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have
why would it not work?
It's just your immune system doesn't respond to the vaccine. The virus.
Okay.
And is it expensive? Can you get it on insurance mostly, or would you have to pay?
No, I think you have to pay.
Okay.
You have to pay, but I'm not quite sure about how much it is. But it is worthwhile anyway. If it is, I'm sure people will spend more money on something which is
like the holiday
less worthwhile.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So moving on to hepatitis B, then, how would you know that you had that symptoms-wise?
Symptom-wise, again, symptoms are very general symptoms like any other virus. But jaundice will be there. And you will have pain where your liver is, which is your just below your rib cage on the right side.
Okay.
That you get...
It's working out where that is.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you...
Can it be... I think this is the A1, just going back to the A1 again. You know, like the mosquitoes, you said it can be transferred by blood. Can mosquitoes
actually,
carry
it's
this?
It's a very good question. Actually, theoretically, yes, but no case has been reported before.
Right. So they're focusing on the malaria, not the hepatitis.
Exactly. But that's really something people think about because the malaria actually gives you blood from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But actually does not actually transmit hepatitis.
So hepatitis B is much more serious than hepatitis A.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you find out that you've got hepatitis B, if you've got the symptoms, obviously you should go to a doctor. If you don't go to a doctor, what are the likelihood of running into serious problems down the line?
Well, it will go on because it will stay in your liver.
Yeah.
And it is infect your liver. And your liver, by time, it will damage your liver. See, by time it damages your liver, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I guess drinking, that would obviously make it worse.
Drinking, any medication which affects your liver.
Yeah.
You see, when you gradually because the liver has this ability to actually go on working, even if more than 3/4 of it is damaged.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
See, just carry on working, but at some time, when it's working like only by 1/4 of it, then if you take, say, Panadol or something like this, which is really metabolized by the liver, then it will stay in your blood. And then you get poisoning by medicines which are the normal dose for somebody else.
Okay, so what I really want to know is how I would know if I had it. Like, at what stage do you go to the doctor and say, I think I might have hepatitis B?
So what you do, you have these symptoms like fever, nausea, lack of appetite, body ache.
That could be flu, though, couldn't it?
Could it? You know,
it could be, that could be anything.
But you get jaundice. That's what you don't get in other places, yeah. So when you come to me, say, and you say you have this one, I will ask you about your travel, about your habits, about this, about that. Then if you have jaundice, then that will be one of the things I will carry on. So a blood test will actually confirm.
And how do you recognize that you've got jaundice? Because everyone's got a different color skin. I am as white as a piece of paper, so I think I know instantly, but how does everyone know?
You're not
does
a professional sunbather, put it that way.
Well, I think if it is just with the skin, most probably I would never be jaundiced at all.
Is it the eyes?
The eyes, by the eyes? I think the eyes
so
are
the your eyes would go a little bit yellow?
A little bit yellow, and normally people, a friend will tell you, what's wrong with you? Your eyes a little bit yellow.
Mm.
And it depends, because if you are in artificial light like this, it's not like when you're in the sun. When in the sun, it's here, your eyes might become a bit yellow or hue or something like that. But in the sunlight, then it would be better. But normally, if you're jaundiced, you would know. Because it gets worse every day.
Okay, and if you do have it, what is the treatment?
The treatment is what you call symptomatic treatment, which you treat your symptoms, like the fever, pain, something like this. But normally, hepatitis B, you don't actually need to treat it. It can actually get into your liver for a long, 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 long time without having any effect. Your liver function. That's number one. Number two, maybe about 30-40% of people actually cure themselves by themselves. It just goes away.
Really? Yeah, it just it comes and goes.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like
it does.
That.
Yeah, it right. does.